Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, March 11th. You'll be interested to know. 5 years ago, today in 2020, the World Health Organization declared that the COVID-19 outbreak was a pandemic, marking a significant turning point in global health. This classification highlighted the widespread nature of the virus, prompting nations to implement urgent public health measures to mitigate its impact and protect populations worldwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 32 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 64 and a breezy south wind gusting up to 26. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 35 and a light west wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 10:15 with the low tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 38 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 44. A chance of snow showers arrives Wednesday night, and Thursday brings cloudy skies and a high near 42. Friday will be partly sunny and warmer, with a high near 50. Saturday could see a slight chance of rain showers, with a high near 59, and cloudy skies Saturday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Harvard University has implemented a temporary hiring freeze for all staff and faculty positions, as announced by President Alan Garber. This decision responds to the uncertain financial landscape caused by recent federal policy changes. Garber emphasized the need to prepare for various financial scenarios, stating it is imperative to limit significant new long-term commitments. The hiring pause will last for at least the duration of the academic semester. Harvard's endowment, valued at approximately $53 billion, makes it one of the richest academic institutions in the United States, but the freeze will affect research and educational initiatives. Now on to sports. NFL free agency is heating up. The Indianapolis Colts have secured cornerback Charvarius Ward with a 3-year, $60 million contract, while the Los Angeles Chargers have re-signed defensive tackle Tyre Tart. The Denver Broncos are on the lookout for a new lead back after Javonte Williams agreed to a 1-year deal with the Dallas Cowboys. Meanwhile, the New York Giants welcomed back wide receiver Darius Slayton on a 3-year, $36 million contract. Stay tuned for more updates as the free agency unfolds. In local sports, tonight, the Celtics edged past the Jazz 114-108 at TD Garden. Sam Hauser shined with 33 points, converting 11 of 23 field goals. John Collins led Utah with 28 points. Boston pulled ahead with a strong fourth quarter, outscoring Utah 24-23. The Seas extend their win streak, now at 47-18, while the Jazz slip to 15-50. Tomorrow night, the Celtics take on the dominant Oklahoma City Thunder, who are 53-11, at the TD Garden. The Celtics will miss key players like Jason Tatum and Kristaps Porzingis due to injuries. Tomorrow afternoon, the Bruins, at 29-28-8, host the dominant Panthers at the Garden. David Pastrnak, with 32 goals and 47 assists, leads the Bees. Boston looks to snap Florida's 4-game winning streak. Panthers are slightly favored by 1.5. In top news, astronomy enthusiasts, get ready for a spectacular sight this month as the full moon transforms into a bloodworm moon during a total lunar eclipse. This event will occur on the night of March 13th or early on March 14th, depending on your time zone, and will be visible from Earth's western hemisphere. The moon appears red-orange due to sunlight filtering through Earth's atmosphere, creating the blood moon effect. March's full moon is also known as the worm moon, marking the arrival of spring. Look out for a rare moonbow and the planets Jupiter and Mars in the western sky during this celestial event. In business news, research suggests that the diabetes and weight loss drug class known as GLP-1s, which includes Ozempic, may offer potential health benefits beyond their original purpose. These benefits could include impacts on age-related conditions like Alzheimer's and certain cancers. While studies indicate a connection, experts stress the need for larger trials to confirm these effects. Ozempic, approved in 2017, has shown cardiovascular benefits and may help lower risks for Alzheimer's in older patients with type 2 diabetes. However, concerns about side effects and the drug's overall efficacy for healthy individuals remain. Caution is advised, as further research is essential. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% to just under $79,000. Ethereum is down 11% to just over $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 14% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. LG's new air conditioner, the ArtCool AI Air, takes a unique approach by directing cool air towards people it detects. While it may not blend in as seamlessly as previous ArtCool models, it boasts improved energy efficiency. This innovative unit recognizes the room's layout and the position of its occupants, ensuring that airflow is directed right to them. However, LG has not yet announced pricing or availability, and details about the technology behind the ArtCool AI Air remain unclear. It is hoped that it utilizes millimeter wave radar sensing, potentially even detecting a person's breathing rate. And in entertainment news, the theatrical release of the Sony feature, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, starring Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell, has been postponed to September 19th from its original date of May 9th. Directed by Koganada, the film also features Lily Rabe, Jodie Turner-Smith, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and Hamish Linklater. The story revolves around two strangers whose paths unexpectedly cross. It will premiere alongside Universal's horror film Him, featuring Marlon Wayans, Tyric Withers, and Ella McKay, directed by James L. Brooks. This marks Robbie's first feature since the summer of 2023, and Farrell's recent projects include The Penguin and The Banshees of Inisherin. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Chinese philosopher, Lao Tzu. And he said, "To the mind that is still, the whole universe surrenders." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.